Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Hope you guys had a tremendous weekend, and hope you guys are doing well, and I hope you guys have a great week, okay? I know it's chilly out there this morning. It was, here it was about 37 degrees. This morning when I woke up, it's different, right? It's different because, you know, instead of waking up in the morning and it's 70 degrees, we woke up this morning and it's 37 degrees. All right. Again, welcome to the show, guys. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call into the show and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Again, that number is 516-531-9483. Let's pay some bills. Today's show is being brought to you by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. If you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay. And for all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, renting, whatever you're looking for, we can help you there too. I am also a realtor, and you can go to my website at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That way you can you'll be able to find us. You'll be able to find me there. And please go there and look at the number, and you can, and you'll be able to look at the website, and you can look around, find your property, or send your friend to that property. And we have great referral fees. So, hey guys, we can make some money together, whether they're buying, selling, renting, whatever they're looking for, I can help. Okay. Again, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. You can email me at, you can email me on my email, frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. All right, now, before we get into the show, today is Monday, November 2nd. November, we're in November, guys. We're already into November. November houses a couple of birthdays. It houses my wife's birthdays. It houses my daughter's birthday. It houses Thanksgiving. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in November. And then now we're starting to get into the holiday season, right? The holiday season where you know it's Thanksgiving, then Christmas is right around the corner from that, and then New Year's coming up with that. And let's look at this, guys. We made it. We've just about made it through 2020. We've just about made it through the pandemic. Hopefully, we can get this stuff behind us. And you know, I think we're gonna probably have to wear a mask for another year. So 2021 probably will also be a year of the people in the United States wearing masks. I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. And also, this is 2020 is the year that we elect a new president. Okay? Now, you know, let me rephrase that. 2020, we'll have another president. You know, we may have the old one. I think we're going to have a new president. All right. This is unprecedented, the way that people have been going out to the polls to vote, the way that people have been urging you and asking you to register to vote, all these things are part of this new era. Now you're going to be looking at, you know, again, the presidential election, and, you know, people who are going to be out there voting and has never voted before. It's pretty simple. If you just read, and then make your selection. Please, guys, just read through and and make your selection. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, libertarian or whatever. Read through and make your selection. It's because there's a few things on the ballot other than the president. Okay? There are state senators that they need to be elected or reelected. There are, you know, congressional people that need to be elected and reelected. There are community people that need to be elected or reelected. So get in there, guys. Tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow is election day. So get in there if you can. Get something going. Make something happen, guys. Make something happen. All right. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Today's episode is entitled Gay Men and Lesbian Women, Part 2. Now, I say part 2 because I talked about this on last week. And because of that, I wanted to come back and throw it out there again, because there were people on the show who wanted to talk on the show, but there wasn't enough time within my time limit to get them on the show. So with that said, again, thanks guys for joining the show as we revisit this subject on gay men and lesbian women. Now, last week on Friday, I saw a picture. One of my coworkers showed me a picture of a young man. It wasn't a young man. It was a young lady. And I said, and she was saying, isn't she cute? Isn't she cute? I'm like, yeah, she's a good looking girl. But it wasn't a girl. It was a guy. All made up, hair, everything. Makeup, eyebrows, eyelashes, all these things that women wear and make themselves up as. And I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, but that's the way it is nowadays. I mean, if you go into one of these gay bars or whatever in downtown Atlanta, there are men in there and women in there whom you can't distinguish. It's hard to distinguish the men from the women. And I say that because they are all dressed up and look like a woman. Whether it's fake or not, they got boobs, they got butts, you know, they got, you know, everything. They got long hair, they got everything, and you can't tell. But my problem is that, okay, if you're a gay man and you're all dressed up and you're there for a reason, and your reason is to pick up men. Okay, your reason for being there is to pick up men, right? And you know, and when you pick up a man and the man thinks you're a woman but you're really not a woman, there's a problem there. If you don't think so, you know, that's trouble. And I say that because now, okay, you're picking up a man, and I understand this man, you know, he's in a gay club, all right? And when you go in a gay club, whether you know it or not, they think you're in there looking for them. If they like you, whether you're straight or not, if they like you, they're gonna look. You're going to make eye contact. You're going to start to talk. Because they're looking to take someone home. You're looking to take someone home. If that's your thing. If you're looking to take someone home, you may be just looking there to have find somebody to have a good time with. And that's fine. But understand, you're in a gay club. You're in a gay bar. And so now you can't tell him from her. And now y'all start to talk. Y'all start to have drinks. And then next thing you know, we're in the car together, or maybe she's following him home, or you're following her home, whatever. Get home, and then now, now it's time for the bricks to hit the road. Y'all start to do things and touch each other in ways that turn each other on, right? And then next thing you know, you pull off this and you pull off that, and she pulls off this and she pulls off that, and then now you gonna try and touch her, touch that right there, and touch her right there between her legs, and bah! Oh my God, this is a man, and you didn't know it was a man. Okay, and that man making you feel like that. Now there's a problem. At least there would be with me. I'd be kicking some ass. Because here's my thing. If you're a man and you're dressing up as a woman, and you start to talk to these men, okay, now you need to be truthful. You need to let them know that you're not all woman. You need to let them know that you're a gay man. That you still have all the things that men have. The same things. Because if you don't, guys or girls, whatever you want me to call you, there's going to be a problem. There has been problems with that. Okay? And then these men out here who are gay men, who like men, have a man that they're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Have another gay man that they're dealing with, that they're sleeping with, that they're doing things with, and then they turn around and go back home to a woman, to sometimes a woman and a child, who has no idea that you've been with another man. And that's a problem. We call them the Download Brothers. And whether they're white, black, Latino, Asian, whatever their ethnicity or race is, that's what they are, Download Brothers. All right? And then you turn around and you have these women. You have these women who, you know, I don't know, these women who want to be men, who don't want a man anymore, just want to have women. And there are women out here who don't want a man, but they like women, and they think they can do more with a woman than they can with a man, or they can help with a woman with her sexuality more than they can with a man, or they can know how to touch a woman the way that a man doesn't know how to touch a woman. That's all that stuff is absolute nonsense. To me, it's my opinion. Right? And then the women out there who allow these other women to come into their lives and change their lives forever. They've always been dealing with men, and now you got this woman that comes in. Now she wants to get with you. She really likes you. She wants to see what you're about. And she's the man in the relationship. But she knows where to touch you, how to touch you, all this stuff, right? and you fall for it, what does that make you? You know, is it, are you a down low woman? They're down low women, women who date men, but also date women. There are those out there. And there are also the men out there who does that. And it's asinine and crazy to me. And I don't know what happened in your life to change things around. But something happened in your life. Something happened in your life to make you change. Don't know what it is, but something happened in your life to make you change from a straight woman to a lesbian woman, or a straight woman to a butch, or whatever you call it. Yeah, a butch is a new word for lesbians. A butch is the man in the relationship, butch. I'll never forget one time my cousins, I had some cousins from Orlando that came into town, and they came into town for my mom's funeral. Okay, when my mom passed, they came into town for the funeral. And they went to the morning before the funeral, they went to the Cracker Barrel to have breakfast, right? And I had a lot of cousins in Orlando, and most of them are women, grown women. And it's like 8 girls in one family. And they came to town, and they went to the Cracker Barrel not far from my house to eat. After that, they came to my house to hang out. So we at the house, and we're hanging out, and they came into the house just screaming, laughing, right? Laughing like crazy. I'm like, what's going on? What happened? They said, well, when we were at breakfast, okay, one of our waiter came to the table to take our order. And he looked at my cousin, one of my cousins named Vivian. He looked at her cousin Vivian and said, you look just like my Aunt Butch. And she said, huh? Butch? Aunt Butch? Who the hell is Aunt Butch? And that killed everybody. It made everybody laugh like, yeah, you look just like my Aunt Butch. That was rolling. That story there had us rolling. Okay? And again, but there are women out there who just want to be the man in the relationship. Okay? Want to be the man in the relationship. Suppress their breasts to keep their breasts from bulging out. And you know they're women. You know, wear these baggy clothes so that you think that they aren't women. They don't want to wear the tight jeans anymore to show their figure. They want to wear these baggy clothes to let you know that they're men. Have the hats turned to the back. Do a, you know, a, you know, do a, you know, I don't know. It's just, doing their hair and putting tattoos and wearing these whatchamacallits on your teeth. What do you call those? Grills. Wearing these grills on their teeth, and you think they men, right? You think they men, and that's just, you know, that's just crazy. Crazy, 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 you know? And it drives you to the point where I don't know. It just gets you, right? It just gets you. And for me to think about that, it gets to me. All right? It gets to me. So my thing is to handle it the best that I can and get away from it. Okay? I'm a homophobe, I guess. You know, what's a homophobe? A homophobe is somebody who has a phobia against, you know, gay and lesbian men and women. And that's me. All right? That's me. So, again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. Love you guys. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope you guys have a great week. Remember to vote tomorrow. Vote, vote, vote tomorrow. And I'm going to do a show on Wednesday for the new president and whatever senators, new senators that we may have. And that's going to be Wednesday. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to have a great show for you tomorrow. I may have something that's urgent for me to do in the morning, but maybe it won't happen. But we'll see. Okay? Love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And I'll talk to you guys hopefully in about 23 and a half hours. See you.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, just like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist.